Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, I'm not going to go down that road right now. I mean, I'm involved in this, but listen, I'm a prideful guy. We'll see what happens at the end of the year, and we'll take it from there.
Steve Spagnuolo, when asked, does he want to be an NFL head coach again, says, look, I got some pride, but I don't want to talk about it right now. It sounds to me like he'd like to be an NFL head coach again.
He interviewed a few times in recent years, not nearly as many as I thought he should. It's always boggled my mind. And I think part of the untold sort of story of this Chiefs dynasty that's declining, and maybe it'll revive again, it's not Reed and Mahomes. It's Reed, Mahomes, Spags, and Dave Tobe. They've managed to keep the greatest. He might go down as the greatest head coach in NFL history, the second greatest to Belichick, or in the top five, who's also an elite offensive schemer with a quarterback who might go down top five. But Steve Spagnuolo was a top three defensive coordinator in this league, and Dave Tobe's been one of the best special teams coaches forever. And the fact that nobody's plundered their brain trust, while you look at some of these feckless coaches who feckless. They get hot coordinator after this guy and hot coordinator after that guy. I mean, dude, people have plundered Zach Taylor's staff more than they've plundered Andy Reid's. Callahan. It's ridiculous. And I know that he lost Nagy for a minute. He was fine losing Nagy when he lost him to Chicago. So I think Steve Spagnuolo, he's done it before. He was in a tough spot with the Rams. He knows this would be his last bite at the apple. I don't care that he's 65. We're trying to win now. He would fix the defense overnight, and he would come in with – all those years of checking Andy Reid's offense at practice 3 days a week. A guy who, like, he's got great mentors. He's from a great coaching family tree. I think he understands people in this part of the country. He's got ties to this part of the country. Philly, coached it with the Giants. Like, he gets it. Gets that Northeast corridor. He's more than deserving of a second chance to be an NFL head coach. And I think he would also come in with his own ideas about what's going to work and what's not going to work. And he's not anybody's pushover, and he's not anybody's puppet. And frankly, they don't need puppets.
It's just so puzzling to me that he never got that second chance. And this is a guy that's an NFL lifer. He's been in the NFL since 1999. Going back to Philadelphia, yeah. And his first defensive coordinator gig was the 2007 Giants, who, of course, they ended up upsetting the then undefeated Patriots at that point. And you're right, St. Louis was a debacle, but for him to not get another bite at the apple, like, what is the reasoning, Jay? Like, does he not interview well?
I just think people get caught up in the flavors. There's not many defensive coaches have been hired for head coaching jobs. I mean, it's predominantly offense. The trend has become younger. Look, the league got taken over by, I call them young guys. Now some of them are in their 50s, but a lot of them in their 40s. And when you saw the rise of analytics in this game, you saw the rise of young GMs in this game. They want people who think like them. They want people who are malleable, who are going to kowtow. It's like the baseball model.
Yeah.
The manager gets neutralized by the GM, and that's what they've pushed and espoused, and so that's who they gravitate to. And if it doesn't work out, I might get to hire another one. But he's just been sort of overlooked. And this isn't the first time I've been like, I think Spags is the perfect guy for a particular job. But we'll see if they even talk to him. It would be really telling if they talk to a whole bunch of people and he's not one of them. I don't want to hear ageism. I mean, he's 65. He's not 75. His system works. And this is a guy who had the special sauce to take away Tom Brady. And now he's practiced against Patrick Mahomes all of Patrick Mahomes' career. And like, as long as Mahomes and Reed are still there, how many down seasons are they going to have? He's got a little bit of Harbs in him. I think Bisciotti, if he gets an audience with him, would be able to connect with him in some ways. And again, he ties back to those same Andy Reid staffs that Harbs does.
Well, and remember, he spent a couple years in Baltimore.
Yes,
he
with
did.
Harbs, 2013 and 2014.
Yes, he did.
He had 3 years in St. Louis, and people, I think, don't remember what a mess that St. Louis. Like, this wasn't the Kurt Warner St. Louis, and this wasn't once they got to L.A. and it was Sean McVay. Like, this franchise was a mess.
The singular goal from Kroenke, who split his time from in L.A. and Colorado and was never in St. Louis, was he got his hands on that team to move them to L.A. And everything that was being done, everything being run dirt cheap, crappy facilities, like, everything was about, this is a temporary gig. But he had no chance. It had no chance.
So he's and it's almost like he has to wear all that, because again, he's not gotten
lesser guys have gotten second chance.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, who's the guy with the eyes that was Peyton Manning's coach?
Oh,
Adam Gase.
Yeah.
Adam Gase somehow got two head coaching jobs. Yeah.
Because young, analytical, from the right family tree, like it, and look, Spags is going to have some ish to him, but I think we've talked about this roster and the way they do things and how they don't, you know, they think they invented football. There needs to be checks and balances, and Spags would provide them.
But I think to end on it, though, you bring up the GM and just a new, like, would this be a guy that Eric DaCosta would want?
No, I don't think so. No.
But could he be a guy that
doesn't mean he wouldn't be the best guy for the job?
And also, could he be a guy that interviews well with Steve Bisciotti? Because at the end of the day, I think Steve Bisciotti is going to make the ultimate call. Now, as you said,
absolutely,
Jason, as you said yesterday, they can rig the test for Jesse Minter, and he can be glowing in that interview. But could Spags sell Steve Bisciotti?
I mean, I think he could, but he'd have to, you know, have to be on that list. We don't know how the sausage is being made there. I mean, in terms of what is Sashi bringing up? What is Eric bringing up? Is Steve talking to a lot of other people around the league for names? Is he just relying on these guys for names? But if you cast a super wide net,
which it sounds like they are.
Like, if you're talking to Nagy and you're not talking to Spags,
Kingsbury.
I mean, okay.
Already interviewed Vance Joseph.
What? Okay.
Coming up next, Ravens, by the way, will hold a press conference on Tuesday. Eric DaCosta and Steve Bisciotti. Steve Bisciotti speaking to the NMOS media for the first time since after the 2017 season. They got a lot of questions to answer, and it's going to be a big year for Eric DaCosta. Is he up for it? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.